This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Last week, we told how some international students have few friends in their host country when they study overseas. One study in the United States found that 38% of foreign students said they had no close American friends. Communication specialist Elizabeth Garies studied more than 450 foreign students. VOA student union blogger Jessica Stahl also investigated the issue. Her survey showed that 75% of foreign students said they have more than two American friends, but 10% reported having no American friends. Elizabeth Garies teaches in the Department of Communication Studies at Baruch College in New York. She says efforts on how to improve relationships between the two groups of students have yet to be studied in detail. But she says these efforts should begin with the college or university, and that these institutions have been working harder.
Institutions should build an infrastructure that promotes a contact. And they can do that by, for example, bonding activities at the beginning of the academic year.
She suggests taking walks, going on bicycle, field, or camping trips, and attending parties, sporting events, or film festivals. She says such activities should be held repeatedly to bring students together throughout the school term. Ms. Garies also suggests that foreign students share housing with American students. Michigan State University is known for its programs for international students. Last year, about 5,900 students from 133 countries attended Michigan State. They made up perhaps 12% of the total university population. Peter Briggs directs the Office for International Students and Scholars at Michigan State. He says more foreign students are expected to register this week. Many students and community members are trained and prepared to help foreign students. The volunteers assist new students as they complete government requirements and find their academic advisors. Mr. Briggs says the volunteers also help answer the traditional questions of new people anywhere.
Where do I get an ID? Which is the best bank? What is my cell phone plan? How do I get a social security number or driver's license? That kind of information is shared both formally and informally as students advise other students. And we're